Hi.
We're from Auroville Radio and we're speaking to Tapas, who is currently in Baroda for the 50 years of Auroville celebration. So how has day two of the event been going?
Yeah, very, very interesting, very positive. And it's been a very ambitious step decided by Auroville to have a 5-day event. It's very challenging in terms of spaces and moving around, but I think it's a very good decision to come to Baroda, especially from the point of view of Sri Aurobindo, having been to Baroda here when he came back from his education from United Kingdom in 1893, and he lived in Baroda till 1906. So from that point of view, in a symbolic way, it was very important to bring it to Baroda in the memory of Sri Aurobindo and the Maharaja of Baroda, who invited him to work for him when he met him in London. So at a symbolic level, it's very significant that we have brought Auroville to Baroda. And different events covering the exhibition on the 50 years of Auroville's work in the beautiful hall called the Premanand Hall, in which there is a room above, a tiny room where Sri Aurobindo used to sit as the vice principal of Baroda College. That time it was called Baroda College, not Maharaja Sayaji Rao University.
Oh, wow.
So it's very significant. And they have opened up the room, they've cleaned up. There is this chair and his table where he used to sit as the vice principal of this college. And so next to this big hall, it's a beautiful hall, very, very tall, spacious. We'll send you some images. And then next, behind in the next building, and there is a hall called Sri Aurobindo Seminar Hall, where we have morning 11 to 12 and in the afternoon 4 to 5 film screening open to the public and with a question-answer session. And this morning, Jürgen had a wonderful, successful talk. 100 people attended on integral education. And parallelly, there's a workshop going on from Monday to Saturday by Mark and Oak on upcycling, how to use waste and create artistic sculptures and furniture and all kinds of shapes and forms you can give from which. So a lot of students, more than 50 students have signed up and they are attending the class full day, which is very positive. 50 people are attending. And we have Odissi dance performance by Tamil Aurovillians, two young beautiful girls, Akila and Kalvi. They are here going to perform this evening at 5. Yeah. And in the afternoon, from 5 to 7 up to 8, I'm going to Vidyanagar to present Auroville, do a film screening and a question-answer session, so which is about an hour and a half journey in another town where there's a major Sri Aurobindo Center.
Okay.
And yesterday we had Dr. Karan Singh giving a talk at the Sri Aurobindo Nivas Center, where Sri Aurobindo actually lived there. And he gave a wonderful talk on Sri Aurobindo's life. And he recited the famous poetry, the poem. And you must have already interviewed Mona the other day.
Yeah, we spoke to Mona yesterday.
Yeah, so she and I, we were there on the first day for the inauguration, which was, we had a houseful, Sisi Mehta Hall.
We heard the turnout yesterday was great. In comparison, how is the turnout today and the vibe?
I think every day is a new day and new results. It's turning out pretty well.
That's great. Great.
I think the most challenging place is the exhibition hall, because we have to go by the regulations of the university. They open at 10. It takes time to get it open and started. And morning, the crowd is difficult because students have exams. So there is less crowd. But at lunchtime, now it's lunchtime, so we have a lot of people. We've already had a flow of about 30 people in the from morning till now.
Yeah.
I think in the afternoon, after 4, it will pick up.
Yeah.
So it goes on. And I think exhibition is the most challenging place, and the film screening, because students are busy with their exams and it's open to the public, so it doesn't work the way we should have planned.
Yeah, but the workshops seem to be going really well, especially the upcycling workshop.
Yeah, the workshop is going very, very well. This morning there was a tabla workshop by Keshav, Gopika and Nadaka. It was houseful. It went off very well. You know, Keshav is hardly 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a concert on the first day with Nadaka and Gopika, his mom Gopika and father Nadaka. So that went off very well this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the afternoon there is spring screening and the dance workshop by Philip and Jerry.
And how many people are you expecting to turn up for the dance in the evening today?
The dance workshop they had yesterday was very successful. It was houseful in the performing arts department. And Kavita had a very good session on Euclid, the kind of work she did. She had a very good turnout.
Mm-hmm.
That was very successful. She has gone back. Mona is coming back tonight. She has this architecture thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow evening or today evening, I'm not sure then. Okay. Otherwise, the whole presence of Arvind in a city like Baroda. Baroda is a very cultural city, whereas Ahmedabad is more an administrative old capital. So I think it's the right choice we have made, and we hope to, by the end of the weekend, we hope to have quite a good turnout and a lot of students around us.
That sounds absolutely great. It's been great talking to you. Thank you for taking this call.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling and interviewing. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.